And join us now for the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, the head coach of the Trenton Bulldogs, Jeremy Austin. And, Coach, first off, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us.
Yeah, always glad to talk to you, especially if you're going to honor some of these kids that work so hard.
Absolutely, and they do work hard. And a pair of your players making the Dream Team this year. We'll start with the underclassmen first, and Cree Mullenix. Let's talk about that young man.
Boy, he's a hard-working kid, able to shoot pretty much lights out. And really, as just a junior, his ceiling's pretty high, because it'd be pretty interesting to see what happens between now and then, because he's a really good basketball player right now, and he has a chance to be really great if he just keeps working on his game and get a little bit better here and there. But he was our leading scorer and tied for leading rebounder, and had his hand in the pie of almost every stat column we got. So, you know, he's just a pretty smart kid.
Right, and you mentioned too, you know, leading in the stat categories and things. What kind of leader is he for the rest of the team?
Well, as the year went on, he's had to be a lot more vocal than he was early, and that's probably the thing that he had to make the biggest adjustments with, is just kind of, instead of being a guy that in the last couple of years been a factor for us, but had to play the game just kind of not really in the shadows, but he wasn't the guy everybody was looking at all the time. We had some good leaders there all around him, and he's had to really develop his mental game a lot this year, and I think he's done that. And really, we really look forward to the next 6 months of his career here to see what's going to happen, because he's got to go ahead and keep getting better at that, and you know, understand that leadership is bringing all these guys with him, and he got a taste of that, and he saw what it's going to take, and I think that he's really going to excel here in the next 6 months to a year.
I think every player is different on that level of things. You know, some of them it's easy to push them into leadership roles, and other ones take a little bit more of construction and type of instruction, if you will, to get them to go ahead and be that vocal leader rather than just a lead by example guy.
Yeah, it takes all of that. You know, these guys, it's too easy just to assume that people are natural born leaders, and that's just not the case. They got to learn how to do it and figure out what they need to do to get people to follow him and to go with him. And I think he's going to do that here right away. It's just, it really is. You can just see it happening, and it's kind of fun to watch. He's just the kind of kid that people are going to rally around, and especially as good a ball player, he can back up everything he's asking his teammates to do along with him.
And pretty exciting for you as a coach to get one more year and a chance to watch him grow. It's kind of fun to watch him grow when they finally come out of that shell and really start leading the rest of the team. It's kind of fun to watch him, isn't it?
It is fun to watch him, and that's what we saw this year, is we saw the guy that broke out skill and talent-wise to just go ahead and take it to that next level between now and then.
Very good. And the other member of your squad, a senior for you, in Chris Flowers. Let's talk about that athlete.
Hey, big kid. He's a guy who didn't start playing a lot of basketball until, you know, about the time he got to high school, really. And about 6'7", and, you know, if we've it's kind of a stereotype, but we tend to see a lot of games where two guys don't get very many breaks in a basketball game. That's usually your quick guards and your big centers in there, and he kind of got the heck beat out of him a lot of times, and had to learn this year to just play right through that, and to be able to absorb a lot of that contact and still make good plays and still finish inside there. He was obviously one of our best rebounders and pretty strong presence inside, as long as we were able to get him to basketball where he could be successful.
And you mentioned he didn't really start playing until he got up into the high school ranks and things like that. You find that's a little bit different to try and coach those guys, since they, you know, they start playing basketball nowadays when they're, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old, and to have one that doesn't start till they're into their teenage years, it presents a little bit different set of challenges, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's definitely a little bit different when we do that. You just kind of got to approach it a little bit different, and you know, try to explain big picture a little bit more, because that was one of the things that he'd really made improvements on over the years, is understanding the scheme of things, and instead of just worrying about what his skill was, because he did a good job, a really good job with his skills. And as the years went on, he went ahead and put that back into more of a team aspect of it. So, you know, we're proud of the way that he worked things, and he did a pretty good job this year and had a great season last year too. So, you know, it to be able to overcome just getting started in a program as a freshman, that's a pretty big achievement, to be able to get up there and be as good as what he is.
Absolutely, and one thing you can't coach is 6'7".
No, you can't. I've been trying to, but they're still about 5'7". They just can't get it done.
I hear you. I hear you. Again, we're being joined by the head coach of the Trenton Bulldogs, and Jeremy Austin, and talking about his two athletes, Cree Mullenix, the junior, and the senior, Chris Flowers, the two members of the Dream Team from his squad this year. And, Coach, again, thank you so much for taking the time out to chat with us here today. Is there anything we're leaving out or anything else you wanted to touch on about these two young men?
Well, they've just been great leaders, and you can tell them that they're good kids, too, not just by what we see out there in the court, just day-to-day. They're good students. They're just pretty good people to be around. And you know, I'm pretty proud to have the opportunity to work with them. And, you know, wish Chris lots of luck in whatever he decides to pursue when he gets out of school. And, you know, we're just ready to put Cree back to work here in this gym as soon as we get to June.
There you have it. Very well said. Again, Jeremy Austin, the head coach of the Trenton Bulldogs on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast.